There would be sunscreen hopefully needed for this Friday. Avenue for the Arts presenting a pretty cool opportunity in collaboration with the Dwelling Place. First Friday is a big one this weekend. Let's talk about how and why you are involved and brag on what's coming up. On behalf of Sarissa Studios, Callie Cherry. Good morning to you, Callie.
Morning.
Thank you for you being here. And Nicole Gabrowski, Dwelling Place Community Garden Coordinator. Good morning to you, Nicole.
Morning. Thanks for having
us. So you've got, what, two green thumbs?
I hope so.
Coordinators have to have two green thumbs. All right. You're both involved with Dwelling Place, Avenue for the Arts, but in different ways. So let's talk about what that means. What is the Avenue and what is Dwelling Place?
So the Avenue is the South Division corridor between Fulton and Wealthy. There are 300 apartments, social service agencies, shops like Woosah Outfitters, Parliament the Boutique, Vertigo Records, and then there's also galleries like the Urban Institute for Contemporary Art, Light Gallery, the newest is Bend Gallery, and Sarissa Studio.
Basically a community of artists and volunteers and residents. And I want to say, this is becoming, I guess, expanding in a good way, right?
Yeah, no, it's been really awesome to see it grow, especially I've been involved for about 4 years, and it's been really exciting.
It's great. Nicole?
Yeah, so Dwelling Place is a nonprofit organization that provides affordable housing, support services to residents, and helps build community through neighborhood revitalization. Our properties are located around Grand Rapids and beyond, but are most heavily concentrated in the Hartside neighborhood and along that South Division corridor. Dwelling Place uses a few different programs to engage our residents. So I work with residents at Dwelling Place properties by managing garden clubs, but we also have a lot of programming about visual and performing arts, and the Avenue is part of that. So the Avenue for the Arts programs features monthly events for artists and visitors so you can get to know downtown. Really, art and gardens are the products, but community building is the goal.
Arts and gardens, the products, as you mentioned, with you being the garden coordinator, only get the best. Callie, let's talk about how Sarissa Studios got its start and perhaps your branding here.
All right. So we started this crazy project actually last August, so we're celebrating a year this first Friday. As a curator, a freelance curator, I really wanted to have a space where I could play around with what I could do and really not have any boundaries. And I've wanted to bring other people into the space who wanted to do the same, who really wanted to transform the space and push the boundaries of what they could do with their medium. So we've had some really nice highlights this summer. Harmony Nguyen and her exhibition Human Nature, which featured work by Dana Walton, Stephanie Ellis, and Ryan Weirich as well, was really fascinating because it had installations. She painted on the walls, she painted on the windows, and really transformed the space into something I didn't even know was possible. So we've had a lot of fun this summer just playing with the space.
And, I mean, artists just take over the space and do whatever works for them, right?
Yes. So I really pride myself on not really telling people no, which allows for a lot of fun, a lot of creativity that you don't typically see in a gallery setting. People want the walls to stay white. Mm-hmm. People want things to stay neat and tidy, which has its place and is wonderful. But it's also really fun to be able to play.
Great. Talk to me more about what's new at Sarissa.
So for First Fridays, we are having our first birthday party. Gina Kokolsky is coming in to exhibit her work Grounded, which is from her residency last March in Proyecto ACE Buenos Aires, which is basically her work is large-scale photography featuring multiple exposure still lifes. So there's a sense of like memory and like the ghost of the items like move as they move around in these exposures. It's really cool. We're also going to be participating in the First Friday's Market. Austin Knight will be outside selling his zines, such as Self-Portraits and Days Like Any Other, which are really extremely popular and wonderful to read. And we will be offering birthday cake with purchase.
Have two pieces on this particular event. What are your future plans for the gallery?
So we are going to be undergoing some changes after Art Prize. We're going to be focusing more on making as an exhibition. So how do you turn your process into a performance art? So having people live painting, live sculpting, and working within the space so that people can see that and access that part of the process. For Art Prize itself, we will be doing Investigation Pending, which is 10 artists from across the state coming together and reacting in various ways to the Donald Trump administration.
Nicole, what's your role at Dwelling Place?
Yeah, so I'm the Community Garden Coordinator and Landscape Beautification Specialist, a long title, but I started this in December and have since then been working with residents at 15 Dwelling Place properties to either design and install brand new community gardens or to maintain existing ones.
Wow.
Yeah, currently we have over 100 residents involved in our garden clubs, and we just meet on a regular basis and get to garden.
How did you come to be involved in First Fridays then?
This Friday, I will actually be hosting a hidden downtown garden tour. Tours start at the market, and that's really just an opportunity for Dwelling Place to showcase not only resident artists, as you mentioned, the local shops and galleries, but for the community at large to explore the resident-run community gardens. They may not even know we're in Hartside.
So. What do you wish everyone knew about the community-owned gardens here in Grand Rapids?
That they exist. It's as simple as that. I think sometimes Hartside neighborhood can get a negative connotation, but it's important to know that the residents there do care about the vitality of their neighborhood, and having these pockets of community gardens in Grand Rapids really brings a positive outlook to these spaces.
And what are you looking forward to this summer including, obviously, this Friday?
Yes. Well, this has been a really busy and exciting summer so far. We've launched 9 brand new community gardens, maintained 4 existing ones, and made major upgrades to 2 to accommodate more gardeners and more space. But what's most exciting right now is the harvest. I think residents are starting to see the end result of all their hard work. And we actually currently have MSU Extension teaching a healthy harvest class at a couple properties. In this class, they get to learn how to take what they grew in the garden and make a healthy meal on a budget.
What potential do you see in city gardening? Why is it important?
Yeah, I think urban gardening is important for a few reasons. Of course, it provides fresh and healthy produce, but even more so, it brings people together and provides a safe space where they can feel calm and relaxing in an otherwise busy city.
All right, so back to this Friday, First Fridays, the market, Callie, where you and Nicole both participating in the August First Fridays event. So give me a little more description about this, Callie.
So First Fridays is going to be, again, it's the South Division Corridor from Fulton to Wealthy. We have gallery openings, shops will have sales, and then we also have the market, which is something very, very special that we do just about once a year now, where we invite local artists to put out tables on the sidewalk and kind of grow that community even more. So there's going to be artists with tables, there's going to be
There's craft beer.
There's going to be music in the 106 Gallery parking lot, which is right by Saracis, too. So stop by, get your cake, and then go watch the music. And, yeah, there's going to be a ton of stuff going on. It's going to be quite the bonanza.
Yes, lots of fun.
I trust Connect to Dwelling Place programming by searching Avenue for the Arts.
Yeah, so there's actually still time for vendors and tour attendees for the Hidden Garden Tour to sign up, and you can register at avenueforthearts.com. You can also connect to Dwelling Place programming by searching for Avenue for the Arts or Dwelling Place on Facebook and using the hashtag Avenue for the Arts.
Great. Good. Friday night. Let it happen. Thanks to your expertise and the team as well, Callie Cherry and Nicole Grabowski. Take care.